absolutely zany with desire to find more oil. They drilled in the seas and they drilled in the parks till there was no place left to spoil. And then the science guy told them to head where it's cold, and he showed them on the White House's big lighted map. All the way at the top, there's an unexplored site with millions and billions and zillions of barrels to tap. Secure the pole and start your drill. If we don't get the oil, then someone else will. Santa listed the naughty and he listed the nice and he tallied what each kid deserves. But Santa didn't know what was under the snow, that he sat on huge oil reserves. The press made his case, there is no time to waste. They've got great big filthy gobs of oil, and we need them. Elves who make toys are a menace to all, and those reindeer extremists hate us for our freedom. Secure the pole, we start to drill. Oh, if we don't take the oil, then our enemies will. Meanwhile at the pole, things were starting to roll, and Santa was loading the sleigh. As he harnessed up Rudolph, he was still unaware of the force that was coming his way. The elves in the shop saw the radar screen pop, and then the radio broadcast this warning. Lay down your toys and surrender at once, or we'll flatten the pole by Christmas morning. Democracy on the snow and the ice, to the top of the world, to the top of the globe. Soon we'll have more oil than those guys in the robes. Back in the U.S. News, was reported on every station. Santa appeared with an 8-day-old beard, no more menace to civilization. With the oil fields alight late that Christmas night, one curious scientific fact was derived. The temperature at which Christmas burns is precisely Fahrenheit 12.